Have you been wanting to start a podcast? You've been thinking about it. It feels right. You just know this is the next thing that my business needs. Well, I encourage you to sign up for my 5-day podcast bootcamp. This is a thing that you have been looking for. It is a 5-day video series where I walk you through exactly how to start, launch, and market your podcast, and I throw in some more information about planning strategies and being consistent and how you can make the most out of your podcast from day one. So sign up for our 5-day Create Your Podcast Bootcamp at crystalprofit.com/podcastbootcamp. And do it already. You know that you've been wanting to, so just bite the bullet and join us.
Okay, y'all, I am so excited about today's episode because last year I did a review, we'll call it that, of my top 5 books of 2018. So I wanted to do the same thing for 2019, but I had a big realization whenever I sat down to create the content for this episode. So in 2018, I was, oh my gosh, I think that I almost hit reading 50 books in a year. Maybe it wasn't even that many, but I just know that the number was outrageous. I was devouring books. Mostly they were, I was reading them on my tablet and I was checking them out through the library. If you don't have Overdrive, like with your local library, oh my gosh, it is, you are welcome because you can get free audiobooks and ebooks. I would download them to my phone and listen to them when I'm running and all these other things. But this year in 2019, I just did not read as much, but I think that that was because I was consuming way more podcasts this year, and I was doing courses and doing lots of training and learning in other ways, but I still have 4 amazing books that I want to share with you today, so let's get right to it.
Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach entrepreneurs how to start, launch, and market their podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Because if you've been thinking about creating a podcast for a while, well, I'm so glad you found this show. Think of this as the shortcut / time-saving version of searching Google and YouTube for hours and hours trying to figure out the world of podcasting. Trust me, as a busy mama of 3, I get it. You don't have a lot of time to be spent or wasted, I should say, searching the web, trying to find all the right ideas and all the amazing things that are out there, and you just end up overwhelmed. Trust me, I've been there, done that, took home the souvenir. But this podcast is going to help you in practical ways because twice a week we'll be delivering episodes that are going to give you steps to help you create a podcast your audience can't wait to listen to. So let's get right to it, shall we?
Okay, so like I said in the beginning, I did not consume as many audiobooks and ebooks this year as I have probably in the past 3 years. I've been obsessed with reading and taking in a lot of knowledge, but I feel like this year in 2019 was more about taking action. And had I not read all those other books and really let a lot of the ideas that I acted on this year, if I hadn't let those things like the knowledge and the wisdom from all these other people, if I hadn't let that marinate for as long as it did, then I don't know that 2019 would have been as much of a success as it was had I just kind of gone with my own thoughts and done my own thing. So the reason why I'm saying that is because I'm not shaming myself for not reading as much this year because I took a lot of action, and the books that I did read, holy moly, they were the ones that I really want to talk about today. So the first one is The One Thing. And this book, if there's any book, like maybe you're saying, Crystal, I'm not really a reader. I don't care. You need this book. I actually listened to the audio version of this book, and I was like, oh my God, there's too many, I need to write this down. I actually listened to at least 3/4 of this book on audio and then went and bought the physical book on Amazon so I could write in it. And they just have such awesome quotes that you go get the physical book. So let me tell you a little bit about this book. So the title is The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results. And it's written by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. So Gary Keller is the founder of Keller Williams, which is awesome. And I am just Jay Papasan, like he's his business partner. And you can, you know, read all about their story and why they came up with this book. But it's really about focusing. And I have come to learn, not only for myself, but for a lot of people, it's really hard to just focus on one thing. And it's funny because for many, many, many years, I actually had a lot of pride wrapped around the fact that I was a multitasker. Like, you give me 10 things to do, I can do 20 in the same amount of time. And I just was really, my ego was attached to being a multitasker because I did it so well. But if you really zoom out and look at all the things that I was doing all of them at about 50%. Like I was pretty good at some things, whereas now I feel like I'm excellent at just a few things. Do you see what I'm saying? So like this book will really help you focus in on what the one thing is that you need to concentrate on. So if you're saying, Crystal, I have a business, like is this book for me? Yes, I don't care. I don't care what you're doing in your life. This book can help you because it helps you focus in on what is the most important. It helps you prioritize. It helps you prioritize your schedule every single day. Oh my gosh, if you want to know how I get so much done, go read that book because that is the basis for everything that I've been doing in the last 6 months. It's based around the lessons and the principles that are in that book. And I have become so much more productive and I have dropped all the things that do not matter and I don't focus on them whatsoever anymore, or they get very, very little of my attention because if they don't contribute to the bottom line, to the one thing, then they don't happen. Don't take pride in being a multitasker anymore. If you've said, you know, like, oh, but that's me, but that I get so much done. Do you really get so much done at 100%, or are you just kind of giving part of yourself to many different facets of your life? Like, what if I told you you could be an amazing podcaster if you stopped trying to be an amazing blogger and an amazing YouTuber and an amazing podcaster, and you want to make the best casserole for whatever, and you want to volunteer and you want to do it? Like, nope. What if you only got to choose one of those things? And I know you're like, you're like me when I first read this book, that kind of makes like my shoulders cringe up a little bit. And I'm like, yeah, but I want to do all those things. It's not that you can't do them all. It's that you can't do them all at the same time. So if you have problems focusing, or you're just like, you feel a little scattered, you have lots of goals and lots of dreams, read this book because it can help you figure out which one you should focus on now in order to get you the success that you're looking for. So again, that is The One Thing by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. Go get it. Go grab it. It is phenomenal. I think it's going to be one of those books I read every year. Actually, probably all of these books that I'm going to tell you about. And y'all, I'm not usually a rereader of books. I typically read a book and it's done. Like, and it sits on a shelf and it collects dust until I decide I'm going to give it away to someone else. Cause that's usually in like what happens is I'll give it to my sister-in-law or my mom or someone else that, you know, it sounds like they could really use it. But this is one I think I'm going to read again in January and just every single year, make it a yearly thing. So that is number one. Number two is Marie Forleo's Everything is Figure Outable. So this was so cool. And for you, those of you listening who you've thought about creating a book, you've thought about writing a book, I don't care if it's self-publishing or traditional publishing, Marie Forleo did such an amazing job of promoting this book and bringing her audience in on the journey. And I think that that is the main reason why I was so excited to read this book. So if you are not familiar with Marie Forleo, please go follow her on YouTube. She has the best videos, amazing advice. She has a podcast. She has written this book and I believe one or two other ones, but this is obviously like her book that she put out in 2019. It is phenomenal, but her principle is called Everything is Figure Outable. And when I say everything, I mean everything, no matter what situation you're in your life right now, the principles in this book give you guidance on how to figure it out. And I'm not going to go into like spoiler alert, like, you know, ruin the whole thing for you. But basically, it's like you just got to have a different perspective on what it is if something seems impossible. And she goes through so many stories. She has incredible stories. She's an amazing storyteller. She has her little Jersey Marie alternative personality, if you want to call it that. But y'all, she just tells it to you like it is. And I love how raw and open she is. She throws some F-bombs in there. And there's like if you're kind of sensitive to all that, like cussing and everything, then maybe Marie Forleo isn't for you. But y'all, she fires me up because she just tells it like it is. And it's kind of like the rough around the edges coaching that I respond to. And there are little things at the end of each chapter. And I got a notebook specifically to go along with this book because she's like, okay, we're going to talk about this principle in this chapter, and then I want you to journal about it. And I highly, highly, highly recommend if you're going to buy this book, if you're going to listen to it, if you're, you know, because she has an audio format. I actually read the physical book on this. But if you're going to get it, you've got to do the exercises within it because so much, y'all, so much in this book is what you are seeing me live out in my life today. There's a lot of like, mindset stuff, again, going back to like the mindset of prioritizing what's most important and setting goals that are actually achievable and really just focusing on what's most important, not just about making money. It's not just about your business. It's about having an overall well-rounded life that you love. And that is what I'm about. So I highly, highly recommend this. Like I said, it's Marie Forleo. Everything is Figure Outable. If I had one major takeaway, like with the one thing, my major takeaway is I was a multitasker and I like relish in that title, which was not a good thing. But in Everything is Figure Outable, I'd have to say my biggest takeaway is I think that I'm the one standing in my own way. It's not other people. It's not outside sources. It is me holding myself back either when I'm thinking too small or I'm thinking, well, I'm not experienced enough to do this, or I don't really know that that is the right way to go. In this book, I did so much of the journaling and I dug really, really deep. And there's an exercise where you write a letter to yourself. I think it was like 10 years from now or 50 years from now. I can't remember. Y'all, that exercise alone is worth its weight in gold. Like just a realization of some of the things that we worry about every single day will not matter in 50 years. And it helps you have a better perspective on your life and everything that you're doing today. So highly, highly recommend that book. And then the next one I want to talk about is for my business peeps. Okay. So if you have a brick and mortar business, if your podcast is your business, whatever, if you have an online business, you have got to read this book. It is not an option. You have to read this book because it will help you so, so much with your marketing. If I were to say one book or one business book has contributed most to everything that I've done this year, it is this book. So it is Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. And I first got introduced to Donald Miller by the Dave Ramsey Organization. It was Christy Wright. He was on one of her podcast episodes. And then I heard Donald Miller on Amy Porterfield's podcast. And oh my gosh, if you just want to get kind of a taste of who he is and what he's about, go listen to those episodes. But he also, and I'll link to those in the show notes, but he also has his own podcast, which is amazing. Amazing. If you want to learn a lot of these principles in this book, like if you just want to test them out, go listen to his podcast. It is so good. I believe it's just Building a Story Brand. But the subtitle of this book is Building a Story Brand, Clarify Your Message So Customers Will Listen. Okay, so I wanted to buy this book because I was a little confused on my website. I've developed several websites. When I say developed, I mean I'm not coding and doing all the super, super technical fancy stuff, but I've been doing websites for the last 5 years now. I started out, and I don't know if I've really told this story before, but I started out volunteering at our local library. It was super small, guys, like a really, really small town community library. And they needed help with their website, which was hosted on Weebly. And I had no idea. I didn't know what I was doing. But I was like, well, if it gets messed up, like, let's be real. There's not hundreds of thousands of people looking at this website anyway. So it's probably okay, you know, if it's slow going or, you know, it's not the fanciest thing out there. But that's really when I started playing around with websites. And then I launched my own in 2017 on Weebly because it's what I knew. And then I switched to WordPress in 2018. And then that's what I've been on. And actually, I'm making a switch again to Kajabi in 2020 for reasons just to integrate everything a lot simpler and just have one place. But anyway, all of that to say that this book has been integral, oh my gosh, to everything that I'm doing on my website, my messaging, what's most important. This has been so, oh my gosh, if y'all have seen any of the testimonials for my courses or for any of the other, like anytime I work with a client, I collect a testimonial. And the reason why, if you've read one, you're like, oh man, those sound fantastic. I got the tips to help customers create awesome testimonials through this book. So it's not like I have the like a secret formula to, well, I guess I do. I'm telling you about it right now, so it's not a secret anymore. But I have a formula for how I interact with my customers and how I collect their stories. So I don't like fib on, like I don't change anything. Once a customer or a client or a student sends me a testimonial, I don't change anything about what they say. But what I do on the front end is deliver questions in a certain way that will help their testimonial tell a story. Again, going back to this is building a story brand. And I got those questions from this book. I'm telling you, there's so many nuggets. Like I even have, let me see here. Hang on 1 second. I'm like squatting down to open this book. I have like 6 post-it notes. I'm trying to open up and see which one would be the best little nugget of wisdom here. Okay, so at the end of each chapter, it says, clarify your message so customers will listen, and it gives you like a takeaway. Like this is your action item. Like do this next in order to carry out your plan. And so this one is, so I think that there's 7 parts of their framework. It's a whole framework. Like I said, you just go get the book because it'll explain everything on what I'm talking about. But he goes into saying that a story is exactly what it sounds like. You have a good guy, you have a bad guy, you have a villain, you have a plot, you have a scene, you have a climax, you have a beginning, you have an end. And what he wants you to do is use the elements of story in order to interact with your customers. So if you're listening to this podcast, there's a good chance that you either want to start a podcast, you want to improve your podcast, or you just want to know how to tell more people about your podcast. How do I know all this? Because that is the story that I have written for my customers. I know this about you guys. Like, I study you so much because I want to serve you so, so well. And one of the villains, I'm like sitting here looking at this page talking about villains. One of the villains that I know that is impeding on you having a successful story is overwhelm. People feel so overwhelmed with technology, or the overwhelm of time. You feel like you're wasting time. You feel like you don't have enough time, or you don't know how to spend your time. So I've learned all of this through this book. Oh my gosh, I feel like I could do, maybe I do. I need to do an entire podcast episode just on this book because there's so many things that you can learn about podcasting and how to tell an incredible story through this book. But we don't have time for that. I have one more book I want to talk about today. So that one again is Building a Story Brand, Clarify Your Message So Customers Will Listen by Donald Miller. And one more thing about that book, because you've probably heard me say this, the biggest takeaway from that is if you confuse, you lose. I'm going to say it again. If you confuse, you lose. That is 1000%. And I think about this every single time I'm writing anything for my marketing campaigns, I'm writing emails, I'm creating podcast episodes. Every single time I think, I don't want to confuse anybody because if I do, I will lose them. I'll lose them as a listener. I'll lose them as a customer. I will lose them as a potential future partnership. So, biggest takeaway, if you confuse, you lose. Okay, last book of 2019 that I want to recommend is Girl, Stop Apologizing by Rachel Hollis. So guys, if you're listening to this, you're like, Crystal, this is not for me. So the title is Girl, Stop Apologizing. Yes, it is. But stick with me here, okay? Because this could be something that you could gift to a woman in your life. But this is Girl, Stop Apologizing by Rachel Hollis. And I have been a fan of hers for about 2 years now. And this book is, I guess, the follow-up to Girl, Wash Your Face, even though they're not related in essence, like you can read one without the other. But this one was specifically related to business. I say business. I get you could read it if you're not in business. But my biggest takeaway from this was obviously the whole girl stop apologizing, but there was so much just relatable content in there because I'm around the same age as Rachel Hollis. I'm probably about 4 years younger than her, but we kind of grew up in the same kind of era. And she hit on a lot of points in this book about women feeling the need to apologize for a lot of things. And I know this is going to sound so silly, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm going to say it because I'm being raw. I'm being vulnerable here with you guys here today. I can't believe I just said you guys, y'all. But the biggest takeaway for me in this book was my need, like my inner something, whatever you want to call it, my desire, I guess that's what you would say, to be everything to everyone was really addressed in this book. And by that, I mean, I've been a stay-at-home mom for 5 years. So I've put a lot of pressure on myself to do all the things for the kids, do all the PTO stuff, volunteer, like do everything, right? Because I'm a stay-at-home mom. That's what you do as a stay-at-home mom, right? This is my own. I understand we're having like a little therapy sesh here, but what I didn't realize is how much a lot of that stuff was really stealing my joy. And I would volunteer to do things and it would just make me mad. Like I would go into one of these meetings just frustrated because I would think, man, I could really be working on my book. Or man, I could be working on 17,000 other things that I really, truly enjoy, but I'm sitting here talking about classroom parties. And don't get me wrong, I love going to a good classroom party. It's fun to organize them. It's fun to go to them and hang out with the kids and do all those things. But just going to these meetings and listening to people that I don't really have a good connection with, only because we've moved so many times. So I haven't had the opportunity to really like dig in and have deeper relationships with these women on these PTO committees or, you know, boards, whatever they are. It's just been really awkward for me because, one, I don't really want to be there. Two, I just don't care about all the ins and outs of everything to do with the school, all of it, like the different committees that they have, like subcommittees and all the fundraisers, like the little nuances. If y'all don't know this, if y'all have never been to a PTO meeting, then you probably don't understand what I'm talking about. But those of you that have, you do. You know that there's budget meetings and then there's subcommittees to the subcommittees. And then like people do, like I've done it all. I've been a part of it all. And I was tired of doing it. But I felt like I couldn't say that out loud. I felt like I was a bad mom if I actually said, I don't want to volunteer on the PTO. I would like to help with the parties. And that's really about it. It made me feel like a terrible person almost. But then I read this book. I read Girls Stop Apologizing. And I realized that I am not just a stay-at-home mom anymore. I have transitioned into an entrepreneur over the last few years, probably the last 2 years. I've really made a transition. Yeah, I still don't go to a 9-to-5. I work from home. I have a different work-life balance than other people do, but I'm not just anything. I hate that title of just, oh, well, you're just a stay-at-home mom, or you're just a working mom, or you're just a this or just a that. I really fully embraced the idea of me just being me and getting to do the things that I love with my kids and the things that really bring me, like, light me up. And this kind of ties everything into all of these books all together. Like the one thing really ties into me prioritizing the work that I do that makes me so happy and being able to be there for my kids when they need me, which goes back to the stop apologizing. Like you're doing what makes you happy. And then everything is figure outable ties into how is this all going to work? What does this look like? How can I create a life that brings me joy and makes me happy and I'm the best version of myself? And then the story brand just helps me figure out the business aspect of it and not be struggling and sitting there saying, oh, well, I wish I could figure this out, but I don't even know where to start. Like all of these books tie together and they really are woven into everything that I did in 2019 and milestones that I hit and huge barriers that I broke through that I had set for myself. Basically, these like invisible walls were torn down because I realized that I can be 100% myself and I can show up and be there for my family the way I want to be there for them. So I know we kind of just went into like a therapy session for Crystal, but maybe there's someone out there who has had these feelings too. And I want you to go read these books and I want you to take your time. Don't speed read through them. Let the stories soak in. Go follow these people on social media because if anything, these people, all of these authors that I mentioned here today, they are walking the walk and they're talking the talk. And that is the main reason why I highly endorse these books. And I want you to go check them out because these aren't like one-hit wonders. These are books that are going to be around for a long time. And like I said, I'm probably going to go back and read a lot of these over and over again, but I just highly, highly recommend these books. So one more side note, I had the opportunity to speak to Marie Forleo and Rachel Hollis this year, and they were on my vision board for 2019, and it was both related to books that they've put out and them speaking on stages and me going to see them. And I actually, so of them, I think I met three authors this year that I had wanted. I also met Chris Hogan, which I didn't talk about his book only because I haven't finished reading it, but that is a fantastic book. I'm about halfway through it. But I just wanted to say, if you ever get the opportunity to go meet an author, go meet them and ask them a question. I don't care what the question is, but go ask them a question. This is a promise I made to myself several years ago, and it has meant everything. Because seeing someone stand where you want to stand one day gives you the opportunity to learn from them in a totally different way. And it just brings so much more meaning to all of these books and all the work that I'm doing. So that's it. That's all I have for you today. So make sure you go check out the show notes. I'm going to link to all of these books so you can grab them. You can find them at crystalprofit.com/episode114. And this is the last episode of 2019. How crazy is that, y'all? This is so nuts that it's almost 2020 in just a few days. And I just wish y'all the best of luck in 2020. I wish you well in your podcast journey. I hope that you have hit some awesome goals in 2019. But if you haven't, let's hit them in 2020. Let's set the bar high. If you need guidance, go grab these books. If you need help with podcasting, listen to this podcast. Go back and listen to previous episodes. Follow me on social media. Join our Facebook group. Man, I have huge, huge goals for the Profit Podcast online community in 2020. And I cannot wait. Wait, oh my gosh, like y'all aren't even ready. You don't even know. I'm so excited for what's coming for our private Facebook group. So like I said, go check out the show notes. If you are brand new here, welcome. What a fun episode to join us on. Please subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. We publish them every Tuesday and Thursday. And if you enjoyed this, leave us a review. I would really appreciate it because that helps us take this content and push it out to more potential listeners. And remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere.